Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Rack. You can follow the Masters at CBSSports.com. That's what I've been watching incessantly since the beginning of yesterday. But there's a couple cool things that have been happening here in Phoenix. Kyler Murray, I don't know, he declared for the draft. I don't know if anybody knows that. I don't know if that's been front page news for the last 2 months. He visited.
Is that official?
Listen.
Is he not going to play baseball? I mean, we're a couple of weeks into the major league season.
Okay, all joking aside, if anybody, the Cardinals or otherwise, draft him, in that contract, it'll say no baseball. That's the first thing. It's not, you can't go snowboarding, you can't play golf on Sundays, no baseball, first line, sign it here or we're
can
out.
They do that?
I don't know.
I don't think they can do
they
that.
They can do whatever the hell they want. If you can't, there are things like, there are people that have gotten injured. Snowboarding. There was a basketball player that got injured snowboarding.
I agree with
that. It's any sort of non-football activity, you can kind of say, you know what? If it's not football related, sorry, you can't do it. Does that equate to if it's a major league level for a different sport? I don't know.
If you're drafting again, this is not a cornerback. This is not a running back like Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders.
Right.
Defensive back like Brian Jordan.
Right.
This is a quarterback. I almost didn't even feel comfortable. No, I didn't feel comfortable with Josh Rosen exiting Arizona to go to UCLA for a quarter of school.
Right. Agreed.
It's like, dude, you just had a brutal rookie year.
Yeah.
Let's focus. Let's put all of our chips in the center of the table of becoming the best quarterback you can be. I don't think it's going to be that. It helps you to go back to Westwood and become college
kid
Josh.
Party. Yeah, right. And big man on campus again and whatever.
You know,
that had a Johnny Manziel-ish feel, even though it shouldn't have.
And
it wasn't partying.
Look,
it wasn't anything like that.
And I agree. I mean, I don't think Rosen is...
We don't.
Yeah, there's not that perception that he's that partier.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like...
He had a hot tub in his dorm.
I know you have bigger plans than just football, but right now, after your rookie season, this is a time you need to just commit. This is just 100% all in. I know that you are an intellectual compared to a lot of football players out there, but you can finish up your degree some other time. Why don't you take a course like your boy Larry Fitzgerald at University of
Phoenix? Probably get it for free.
There you go.
Probably call in a favor for Larry. Save a couple $100. It's interesting because he's a rich kid, and most NFL players did not come from money, just by the numbers.
But
just listen.
This is an interesting start to the podcast.
Okay, so this is not where we... This is why... Why do you even have a pre-podcast meeting?
We don't.
Because we don't. Well, we talked a couple minutes about what we wanted to talk about, but affluency isn't abound by players to play in the NFL. White, black, doesn't matter. When you have guys like...
What about the quarterback position?
I don't know.
I think it probably is.
What, you come from affluency?
You think that Patrick Mahomes was on food stamps?
Well, his dad played baseball.
Why isn't there the same discussion around Patrick Mahomes? His dad made millions of dollars in the big leagues.
Well, Patrick Mahomes sat for a year, so it's not even close to the same thing. It can't be the same thing.
What does that even mean?
He learned the NFL game instead of just getting thrown in there like thrown into the wolves.
Yeah, but he had a fully capable quarterback in front of him. The Kansas City Chiefs are leaps and bounds.
Well, and if
a
you
better franchise,
well, yeah,
and
but
had
if you
a
put,
plan at the quarterback,
if you put Josh Rosen
in
Patrick Mahomes' spot with all those weapons, his numbers would have been different.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, do you think those guys were roughing it growing up? Manning, there was never discussion about Eli Manning or Peyton Manning about coming from money.
Well. I mean, that's true, but they were also the best quarterback of all of them. I mean, there was that talent level that was there that was different coming out of college.
It was first-round talent.
Peyton Manning was number one overall pick. Eli Manning was the number one overall pick,
sure.
Even though he probably shouldn't have been.
But how come, especially...
It was in their blood. If Josh Rosen played tennis or went into the business model where his grandfather...
I think you're making excuses.
No,
I mean, I'm bringing
you didn't
up.
Let me get to my
okay,
point.
Let's get to the point.
Okay. Can I talk now?
No.
Okay. Josh Rosen, we don't know if the drive is there. So not everybody that has the affluency behind them has the drive to be the best football player they can be. When it comes to guys like Matt Leinart, which was a very good example, the guy that I was looking to, who took ballroom dancing his last year in college as his only class,
mm-hmm.
He came from money, affluency, fizzled out. it's not to say that it's a direct correlative between not producing in the NFL and being affluent money-wise with your family.
I don't think it's fair to say that I'm Matt Lyon came from money. I mean, it's just the same as a Tom Brady or any of those other guys.
Right, but they have the drive that goes with it.
Why can't Josh Rosen have the drive? He's a guy that played tennis at the highest level and then went and then moved over to football.
I'm saying that the jury's still out on his love for the game of football.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the knocks. That was one of the knocks of him coming out of college.
The jury is not out. Josh Rosen played behind one of the worst offensive lines ever. He was in one of the worst positions a rookie quarterback could possibly be in.
I know that.
In 2018, and he took nothing but his lumps and got beat up.
Look at the pre-draft workups about him.
I know, and they were unjust. They were unfair.
Well, he was the worst rated quarterback in the NFL last year.
Okay, that's fine.
So maybe you put Patrick Mahomes with this offense,
but
he wouldn't have been the worst rated quarterback in the NFL.
But Patrick Mahomes is an absolute beast.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with where he comes from.
Josh Rosen.
You are going so off to, on this.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you remember the story about the Browns executive that saw Josh Rosen? I don't know if it's his current girlfriend anymore. She played UCLA volleyball.
Yes.
And the Browns
in line at the airport or something, or the grocery store?
He went up to the UCLA volleyball coach and said, what do you know about Josh Rosen? And he's like, I don't know. There's his girlfriend over there. Why don't you ask her? And they're like, whoa, that's a big red flag there. Why don't you go ask the girl that knows Josh Rosen? And that was that was an actual story.
Yeah.
That was a knock against Josh Rosen, just like the coming from money. Oh, he came from money. I don't give a crap. I saw that the guy endeared himself to the locker room. Mm-hmm. I see guys even now this week when I was sitting there in the workout press conferences, whether it's Chandler Jones or if it's who else was there? It was Chandler Jones, David Johnson. These were guys that were just talking about what a great leader Josh Rosen was.
Good. I'm not saying that anything that I've just brought up is true. I'm saying that the jury's still out on a lot of things about Josh Rosen. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. You take online classes and you stay here and work out.
I agree with that.
Okay. So this is the only offseason we've had with Josh Rosen, and that's the first thing he does. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And all I'm saying is regurgitating information about people questioning his love for the game of football before the draft. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I highly question.
Okay.
That. I think
and the jury's
unfair.
Still out
yeah.
for me.
But the jury absolutely is still out. But I feel like there are more questions. Like the case against Josh Rosen it's easier to build a case for Josh Rosen as a successful NFL quarterback for me, as far as in the court of law and presenting evidence, mm-hmm. than it would be for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I mean, you have the history on your side with the NFL with that. Absolutely, and I agree with you. But last year, he was the worst quarterback in the NFL. And not just, yes,
well,
and it was awful.
Nathan Peterman.
That's fair. I mean, for those that qualified, when it comes to the offensive line was bad, the offense was bad, the defense was good, but the offense couldn't get off the field. I'm not saying Tom Brady would have been Tom Brady with this offense. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is other quarterbacks would have done better with this offense than Josh Rosen did. And that's all I'm saying. So the learning curve is still going to be steep for him in his second year to expound upon the awfulness that was last year.
Look at the rookie class, though.
Mm-hmm.
First year guys. Baker Mayfield, I don't think either of us would argue. I think he would have more success, right? Would Sam Darnold necessarily?
Not sure. He was
hurt. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say without a doubt that Sam Darnold comes in and has...
Josh Allen? That's the one that I think. That dude, he showed flashes of absolute brilliance. He did. At times, he showed flashes of absolute brilliance. Nobody knew he could run the ball the way. Like, nobody knew that it would equate to that in the NFL because he's a big dude.
Let me throw a wrench in that, though, especially with the idea of him coming in and his offensive coordinator being Mike McCoy. Because
that's fine.
We saw what Mike McCoy did to David Johnson. He would absolutely probably do that to a rookie quarterback. I agree with you as far as Josh Allen probably would have been more successful just because he is not your drop back passer. He's a guy that showed that he could just do it with his legs. Mm-hmm. He was a monster on the ground. He had a couple hundred yard rushing games last year.
Yeah.
And it was something that opposing defenses and defensive coordinators had a tough time game planning.
And if you can say one team in the NFL that had equal to or close to equal to as bad of an offense on paper as the Cardinals, it's the Bills.
Yeah,
and
no
they
doubt
put
about
up
it.
Points. And the defense for the Cardinals was better. I mean, obviously the Bills were able to run the ball, so they were able to eat up more clock than the Cardinals could, whether it be Shady, even though Shady was out, Chris Ivory, there was another guy in there, and Josh Allen. You're able to move the chains, which is something the Cardinals couldn't do. We got a break. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. On the other side, Kyler Murray visited the Giants yesterday. What's that about? And Patrick Peterson and Robert Alford have a relationship that goes back to when Robert Alford was in college. We'll talk about that in the third segment. Locked On Cardinals. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. You can listen to us both on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, me 1-4 on the Freaks, and Bo 4-7 on the Drive Monday through Friday. So Kyler Murray's making his rounds. He was here earlier this week. With his agent, without his agent, whatever. There's now a report that his agent was here. Doesn't matter. Kyler Murray was here speaking with the Cardinals, and then now he went and visited the Giants yesterday, doing due diligence, flying around, getting those frequent flyer miles. Much ado about nothing, right? I mean, this is just it. This is when the Cardinals talk to Nick Bosa. This is just what you do. Quinnen Williams is visiting the Bills today. Mm-hmm. It's just to see if you can get a look. I mean, that's really it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's preparing for, you know, the unknown, right? I mean, we live in a crazy age where sometimes, you know, a team could come at the Arizona Cardinals and offer them just a huge deal for the number one pick, and then everybody's draft board, then you're scrambling,
that's
right?
It.
So if you don't do your due diligence, then you're sitting there with really in your SOL. If you didn't go meet these prospects and you're potentially drafting them in a high position, mm-hmm. and you don't know much about them, you haven't sat down face-to-face, then that's a big-time problem.
This is speed dating, is what it is.
Yeah, it is. But you get an opportunity to sit down face-to-face and have a couple hours with him. We saw via Kyler Murray's Instagram yesterday, he was going to East Rutherford. He was mm-hmm. going to meet with the Giants. He's going to meet with Washington. And it's kind of curious to me that happened yesterday. And it's not just reports. It's not Ian Rappaport. It's not Benjamin Albright. It's not some insider saying, hey, Kyler Murray's going to be meeting with the Giants. It's actual proof, and I don't think we had this from the Cardinals. We never saw Kyler Murray Instagram his time with the Cardinals. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't follow him on Instagram.
Yeah,
I probably should. But how come there isn't that big of an uproar? How come the connecting of the dots continues to be between Washington and the New York Giants to Josh Rosen, when we have evidence, we have hard evidence that Kyler Murray, at least with the Giants, is in East Rutherford?
The Giants need Kyler Murray more than any other team. Yeah. For the reasons, inherent reasons of them being the big major market, even though they play in New Jersey.
But how come it isn't a big storyline? How come that's not front page news?
Because maybe that's what's going to happen.
It's
still silly season, Bo. Yeah. Until the last week, that's when we really start solidifying things with teams and who they're, you know, going to be choosing. And this is just another wrinkle into the smokescreen. Well, we're not hearing anything about the Giants wanting Kyler Murray. Well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's where he's going to go. There's so many different ways you can twist this. I think the Giants need him for the marketing value and everything. The Cardinals aren't living in New York. It's not New York. New York needs splashy stuff. They just lost OBJ. Saquon Barkley's great, but he's not a quarterback and he's not a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to get sacks on the defense. So it just begs the question, what if?
There is a big what if. David Gettleman strikes me as a guy that is completely...
And he needs to save his job too.
He's a guy that doesn't care. I mean, he continued, I mean, to do his job how David Gettleman wanted to do it in Carolina, and it ended up in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to continue to do that and be a stubborn GM up in New York. I don't doubt it. He's not going to just change who he is and how he's going to say. That's the one thing that I'm kind of like, Gettleman, Murray, they just don't fit to me.
But Saquon and Kyler Murray. I mean, I know David Johnson, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
But Saquon is something.
They just gave Shepard a a new deal, 4 years, $41 million.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess he's their number one up there.
Jesus.
And they feel like they can move forward. But, I mean, look, Gettleman's pretty much going off the same blueprint that he went off of in Carolina. I mean, you had...
not a lot of big names.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, a run game.
Mike Tolbert.
Mike Tolbert was there. You didn't have any big name wide receivers.
Right.
He got rid of Steve Smith at the end of his career. I mean,
just a really good defense.
He's not a guy that makes a big splash.
Right.
He had Cam Newton, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And I can see it kind of.
They went 15-1 with that.
Yeah, it did. It worked. They built around Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis in that defense.
Right.
So
I'm so excited Thomas Davis going to the Chargers, just for the record. Anyways.
I'm glad. I'm happy for you. But it's. David Gettleman doesn't strike me as somebody that's going to make a splash. But I mean, everything that we've outlined for the last couple of weeks. With here on Locked On Cardinals, that what Kyler Murray would do to this franchise as far as just exposure,
immediate relevancy.
Imagining that in New York is
times 100.
It's on steroids,
and that's why I think that. I mean, Dwayne Haskins could be a boring choice if they just stick at six and draft him.
But isn't that Gettleman?
Maybe. Well, and he's another big, buxom quarterback, like Cam Newton.
Yeah,
was.
I mean, he fits like. Who,
he threw 50 touchdown passes last year.
He did.
He couldn't be more different than Cam Newton.
But who could he be like? He could be like Eli, right?
Yeah.
And if they're just looking for the next Eli in New York. And then we've got Washington, we've got Miami. It's all just kind of, those are the usual suspects, right? So
that's where quarterbacks go to die.
which one?
Both.
Washington
As of right now, I don't
disagree with that.
Both. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. On the other side, we're going to talk a little Robert Alford and Patrick Peterson, a little, you know, insider info on what Patrick Peterson's like as a person.
And an absurd, I mean, this right now is peak absurd season as far as the NFL draft. Another interesting take on Kyler Murray in the NFL draft. That's next. It's Locked On Cardinals.
Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Wrapping up here for the week, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. You get a bonus episode this week, so woo! We're going to be doing five most likely until the draft instead of just the four. Patrick, you know what? No, let's start with what you were going to say.
So earlier this week, we had Jason Lockenfour, who I'm sure was told by his bosses, hey, come up with a couple kooky draft scenarios that would probably create some clicks and interest. And he certainly
did. We talked about that on Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember.
We did. And it was basically Lockenfour married the Russell Wilson contract saga with the Seattle Seahawks, the New York Giants, who we've talked about, major media market, and the Arizona Cardinals number one pick. He somehow married all these crazy, trendy stories.
I got super excited.
Right. And the Cardinals would end up with the Giants' 6th and 17th overall pick and a second round pick.
Yeah, and 37.
And the Seahawks would end up with the number one pick, and then the Giants ended up with Russell Wilson.
Let's do it. Absolute
theater of absurd.
Let's do it.
Today, I'm reading an article, it came across my timeline from the Kansas City Star.
Yes.
But this is via NFL Network. Bucky Brooks, who's a very respected name as far as the draft is concerned.
I saw this.
And Bucky Brooks had the audacity to say that Kyler Murray has the potential to be a better pro. Who do you think I'm going to say right now? Well, I think I kind of already helped you out with where I was reading this.
Oh, then Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
We don't know.
Yes, we do.
Do we know?
Patrick Mahomes had like the greatest season ever for an NFL quarterback. He threw for 50 touchdowns.
I know.
How'd
they do?
No chance. Patrick
Mahomes. They won as many Super Bowls made as many Super Bowls as the Cardinals last year.
There's no chance that when, I don't know, Oklahoma inevitably makes a Final Four run, just like Texas Tech, that we're watching Kyler Murray get as many television spots as Patrick Mahomes did, because he's not going to come to be any close to what Patrick Mahomes did.
We don't know that.
What is Patrick Mahomes, like 6'4"?
Maybe.
He's probably 230, rifle arm, as athletic as they can be.
I can promise you one thing. Kyler Murray's going to run for more yards than Patrick Mahomes did. So that's going to be the great equalizer. It doesn't necessarily have to be through the air, Bo Brock.
Yeah.
It's total touchdowns.
That's.
I've never seen Bo more excited and freaking out than I did right there talking about this. Bucky. You love Bucky, too.
I do. I mean, him and Daniel Jeremiah, their Move the Sticks podcast is if you like to really just listen and read up on the draft, those are my guys.
Yeah. Well,
but my God, what is What's in the water at NFL Network?
I don't know, man. They got to come up with some stuff.
If you're, I understand. Like, I get that this story is a runaway train.
Uh-huh.
But these respected insiders, or just these analysts, and kind of attaching themselves to it in the way that they have, I just don't know if there's a good place to go back.
Bo, I got this. So, I have this. So, you can say as many things as you want, okay? The redeeming quality for it is when one of those things is right, you say, had that. That's it.
Right.
That's the redeeming quality for all this. Oh, I called that. Look at the article I wrote, April 12th, 2019. I wrote that Kyler Murray was going to be better than Patrick Mahomes. And what if Kyler Murray has 48 total touchdowns next year and gets close, throws for more yards, and they draft the Cardinals win 10 games? Bucky Brooks had that. That's it. That's where you get notoriety. People don't focus on the things you get wrong unless you're an internet troll, which, 80%, but people that break news,
right,
that's positive, that actually happens, people remember that stuff, and that's how people get jobs.
I get, like, people are, and that's how you lose jobs, or at least it used to be.
You got
to
be right once in a while.
I don't think that Ron Jaworski ever came back from that slow news day in the summer where he said that Colin Kaepernick could be one of the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, you're going to have Rick Riley on your afternoon program today, who used to be the sports writer. At least when you and I were growing up.
Yeah.
And then he
back
had
page of Sports Illustrated,
he had a couple,
baby.
He had a couple bad takes, and he was gone. Nowadays, like, we see Matt Miller, and we're putting stock in Matt Miller, who works for Bleacher Report, does a lot of great work as far as their draft's concerned. But he had a report back when Matt Barkley was coming out of USC that he wasn't going to get past the Arizona Cardinals at number 7. That came and went. That never happened. Matt Barkley was, what, a third-round pick?
Yeah.
For the Philadelphia Eagles.
Did end up on the Cardinals.
He did end up on the Cardinals. I think a couple stints. But he was wrong. And Cardinals fans still like to point that out. There is going to be a ton of insiders, a ton of analysts that are going to be wrong about this draft.
Yeah. And what if all of them are wrong and we're right? That Nick Bosa is going to go number 1 overall.
People are flinching right now. All those that were in the boat for Kyler Murray, you're starting to see them backpedal a little bit.
Well, because now it's like, oh, if I'm wrong, then. But I'm telling you,
isn't it crazy, though, that the things that are expected to happen as far as visits are concerned and teams doing their due diligence and just going through the normal draft process, that people completely overlooked it? Like, we knew this was going to happen. Yeah. You just didn't even you didn't take that into consideration. You were just having a knee-jerk reaction to that news cycle that day.
Because you want to be like, I had that.
Yeah, I agree.
With Kyler Murray, early on especially, just, I had that. You know what? I know that it's going to make your job so much more fun, especially Arizona Cardinal people, saying that Kyler Murray, if he comes here, wears number 1 for the Cardinals. But you know what? If you're wrong, you look like a total idiot, as you said. So we'll save the Patrick Peterson story for next week. It's evergreen, and it's a good story, but this stuff is more pertinent right now. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. We'll check you guys Monday.